Hey everybody, it's your weekly Cool Ducks Heat and Air podcast team, where we help you understand your HVAC system with today's show called How to Cut HVAC Costs 40% While Away Safely. Remember to check out our other podcasts at coolducks.com at the end of the show. Now let's get started with money-saving HVAC tips. Y'all, are you throwing money out the window every time you walk out your front door? I'm talking about letting that HVAC system run like it's Christmas morning when ain't nobody home to enjoy it. Today, I'm going to show you how to trim that energy bill by up to 40% without turning your house into a popsicle or a pizza oven. First thing you got to understand is what I call the Magic 7 rule. When you're fixing to be gone for 8 hours or more, you can safely adjust that thermostat 7 to 10 degrees from your comfort zone without your system throwing a hissy fit. In the winter, instead of keeping it at a toasty 72 degrees, dial it back to about 62 to 65. Come summer, bump it up from your usual 75 to around 80 degrees. Think of it like putting your house on cruise control instead of racing down the highway with the pedal to the metal. Now here's where folks get tricky and mess it all up. You can't just flip that thermostat like you're starting a lawnmower and expect everything to work perfect. Your HVAC system is like a good southern cook. It needs time to do its thing right. Program that thermostat to start warming up or cooling down about 30 minutes before you roll back into the driveway. This way, you're not walking into a house that feels like the inside of a refrigerator or a barbecue pit. If you're heading out of town for more than 3 days, use that vacation hold setting, but listen close. Never, and I mean never, turn that system completely off. Your house needs to breathe just like you do. Extreme temperatures will mess up your plumbing, warp your hardwood floors, and turn your electronics into expensive paperweights faster than you can say sweet tea. Let me tell you about my customer Janet, who thought she was being smart by cranking her heat down to 55 degrees every morning. Her system was working harder than a one-legged cat in a sandbox trying to catch up every evening. Once we got her set up with gradual adjustments, she cut her bill by 38% in the first month. Here's what I want you to do this week. Set up that 7-degree rule with a 30-minute buffer before you get home. Your wallet will thank you, your system will purr like a kitten, and you'll still be comfortable as Sunday morning. This has been the Cool Ducks Heat and Air podcast team. Stay safe and comfortable.